There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There you go. I have been like a culinary goddess this morning. I've made, I've made some homemade cookies.
But they look, I've got to tell you, they look amazing. Are they still warm?
Yeah,
they are. Oh, look at that, still warm as well.
On the greaseproof paper, healthy, gluten-free, vegan. So you've got two lots, so if you want one, I'll just pop them
on. Do you know what, Evie? Yeah. You should go on a cooking show like MasterChef or Bake Off or something like that. Do you know that?
Oh, no, I don't think I'm good enough for that, to be fair.
Well, you know my motto, fake it till you make it.
We're the Speakmans. We're a married couple. We're life change therapists, authors and TV therapists. I think one of the scariest experiences of our career was during a live evening show when asking for a volunteer for a live spider phobia cure, and the volunteer turned out to be so drunk she could barely even say a name. So we pretended to be calm, and miraculously, despite her being hysterical looking at a spider at the start, within about 20 minutes she was cured and holding a spider. Few
3,000 people there.
I
that
know.
Was so tough. But anyway, we love showing people how to overcome their fears, their anxieties, OCD, PTSD, confidence issues, or even eating disorders by sharing what other people have been able to overcome, as well as our own unique approaches. We truly believe that you too can make a change in your life. So welcome to our therapy room. This is Making the Change.
That is a good motto, actually. Let me just put these biscuits down because they are quite warm. Do you want one now?
No, I'll be all right. Right. Let's just carry on what we're doing here and I'll have one afterwards.
Yeah, so fake it till... Yeah, no, do you know what? It's an interesting concept, that fake it till you make it. But I do think that it really works. And I think that a lot of us fake it without even realising.
Do you know what? Not a lot of us. We're all doing it all the time.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Yeah, well, yeah. And I think what we tend
to think of when our relationship, when you met me, the things that you faked, and then I found out later on, I was like, yeah, we've done all that. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Right? Do you remember? Like,
when we first we started living together, and I'd be there, and before you woke up, I'd go and like run in the bathroom, put a little bit of mascara on, and
I remember it only too well because after being with you 5 years, I mean, I can't believe you carried on for so long, but after 5 years, and then after we got married, and you had me then, and I remember waking up one morning and turning over, and I was like, "Who the hell's that in my bed?" Do you remember?
Then when I stopped wearing the makeup.
Yeah, because all of a sudden it's not important now, is it? You've got me.
Yeah. No, I think what it is it's our own insecurities, isn't it?
Wow.
But we kind of fake it, I guess, you know, so that when we go for a job interview, we fake our level of confidence, perhaps, in ourselves even, because we're there selling ourselves when on the inside, quite often, we don't really believe it, sadly. You know what, though? I think that one of the funniest ever fake it till you make it stories was our Liv. In fact, you know what? Let me just shout out. Because I don't know if you remember this, but it was probably one of the most funniest things ever. Anyway, Liv?
Yeah?
Would you just come here? Right, so we're talking about... Oh, by the way, if you want to cook it, I've made some healthy...
Yeah, they look amazing.
Coconut.
Oh, nice.
Those are coconut and oats. Mm-hmm. And you can't have those because they've got nuts in, but they're date and almond. So we're talking, Liv, about fake it till you make it. Mm. Because I was baking as well, it just struck me about when she did MasterChef. Do you remember that at school?
Yeah. Yeah, I do, yeah.
And because I can't remember quite
what
happened.
Was it like the Northwest or something?
It was
like a big
thing,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a national, like, Northwest, I don't know, something like that. I can't remember. But, like, it wasn't just, you know, multiple people, basically. And whoever was meant to be doing it for, like, representing our sort of school or whatever was ill. So they asked me to do it. And, like, I can't even, like, make toast.
I was just going to say, I mean, like, you just don't cook.
Like, I can't cook, but somehow, like, I agreed to do it. And I did not know what I was doing.
Did they know, when you agreed to do it, did they know that that you couldn't cook, or did you fake it even then?
No, I said I could. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I don't know why I agreed to do it.
You just wanted a bit of limelight.
I just did. And then I just didn't think it was going to happen. I thought, I didn't really realise the magnitude of what was about to happen until the next thing I knew, I was like thrust into a kitchen with a chef's hat on and like slicing up like tomatoes. And
yeah, I remember that, because I know, because we thought, oh, she can't cook for toffee, so she's not going to rank. So you didn't even come with me. I just went to the town hall.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You just went for the support.
Took some plasters because I thought, here she goes, she's going to cut her fingers.
I remember one of the guys saying, like, do you really think you should be using that knife to cut whatever I was cutting? And I was like, yeah. And he went, okay then, and walked off. And I was like, I don't think that was the right knife, whatever I was using. But then, yeah, like, I won. I don't know how I won. But like after that, it was like I'd like stuffed a chicken breast with some feta, and I thought I was like Gordon Ramsay.
I bloody remember.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I felt like I was like the best chef in the UK at that point.
Well, you did, because I remember then after that, you were like, right, I'm going to cook dinner tonight. And then you were like coaching me how to blinking roast tomatoes and things like that, because suddenly, because you'd faked it and you became this winner of MasterChef, you believed that, and you actually then believed that you were
Nigella Lawson.
You were like the galloping gourmet of our kitchen.
Yeah.
Good, innit? Have you ever faked anything else?
Actually, yes. Yes. I think this is potentially a better story, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, do you remember I used to go to drama when I was younger?
I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember when I was about 6, 7 maybe. I can't remember. But anyway, I remember being in drama class and the guy came in, like the main guy, and said, right, we're looking for someone to sing and perform a solo in this, like they were doing like a showcase. And he said, does anybody know the song When You Wish Upon a Star? Yeah. And I was like, I'm doing this solo. So I shoved my hand up in the air, never heard the song in my life, like literally no idea what the song was. And I was like, yeah, me. And no one else knew it. So he went, right, obviously everyone called me Olivia then. He went, right, Olivia, you've got the part. Yeah, do you want to just come in? Follow me. So I followed him. I'm like, okay. And he goes, right, we just want to listen to you sing it just to check that, you know, we're happy. And I'm thinking, oh God, I actually don't know this song. And like, I don't know, at the time though, I was still kind of confident that I'd get away with it. So he put the song on, like the tape. I remember it was like in a cassette. He put the cassette on.
God, that shows how long ago it was.
I know.
Was it just him or with the other people?
It was just him in the room and me. And he put the cassette on. And it was the recording of When You Wish Upon a Star.
With the words?
With the vocals, yeah.
Okay.
And he just wanted me to sing along with it.
Okay. Fortunate there were vocals, though.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
oh, I don't know what I would have done. I would have been gone. Yeah, like, that was it. I was gone out of the room. But yeah, no, so he put it on with the vocals. And I remember thinking, right, maybe I can fool him into thinking I know the song. So I just, like, basically joined in with the tape and just kind of listened and tried to follow it. So it sounded something like, I don't know, it was like, star. Yeah, like it was awful. Honestly, it was like cats dying, but like also
in
trying to like copy the words that I couldn't even sing. The chorus repeats a few times.
Yeah,
I think I picked it up by the end of the song, but I couldn't even sing. But anyway, he let me. I think he was so impressed with my persistence that he just was like, "Yeah, okay, you've got the part. You just learn the words."
So you got it.
Yeah, I got it. I did the solo, smashed it.
And amazing. I remember you were wearing a little purple tutu.
Yeah,
I cried. I was sat in the audience crying my eyes out. There's my prince.
But I only got it because I pretended that I knew the words when I didn't.
Fake it till you make it. And actually, saying persistence, we talked about that last week.
Yeah, we did.
Or the week before, I can't remember which one it was.
We talked about that too, but persistence is the key.
Thanks, Liv.
That's my best offering.
I've got to tell you, those are fabulous stories. Like, right out of the water.
The second one especially.
Yeah, wow.
And I love the fact that you just sang a bit of it.
Yeah,
as well.
No, yeah. Oh, that wasn't me actually singing. That was my impression of my 6-year-old self. Yeah, that wasn't me. Just to clarify, that's not how I sing.
But yeah, if I remember, because I don't think my stories could be as good as yours. I mean, my fake it. Well, no, I suppose I got a job, a really good blinking job as well in a bank, based on fake it till you make it, because I got headhunted. How, I still don't know. I was only like 20 years of age. I went for this job interview and I was so determined that I wanted it that I remember wearing, like, thinking, right, okay, bank job. What do people, as in, when I say bank job, not a robber. I'm not doing a bank job.
Right, okay.
I'm talking like working in a bank, and I'm thinking, right, okay, what do you look like to be working in a bank? So I got all the gear and got myself all suited and booted and sensible shoes and all that. And literally went in there just feeling absolutely clueless and just, I don't know, I just blagged it and got the flipping job. And then did really well at it as well.
But the interesting thing is, because you faked it to get the job, even though you were good at the job, you didn't realise how good you were because you had imposter syndrome, which so many people have.
Completely.
Because they're like, really, because you got through the interview and got the job, you then run in this schema that they're going to find out completely. That I can't do this job.
Oh, always. The whole time I was there, it was like, despite the fact that I kept surpassing my targets, I still believed that I couldn't believe that I'd got the job and that there was going to come a day where they were going to find out that I was a fraud. But the fact is that I faked it.
And you made it.
I did.
And funny enough, I've got to tell you that, I don't know if I told you about this billionaire. You know, obviously, you know, a lot of billionaires marry younger girls. Mm. I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know why.
You know why? How is that the case? But anyway, so this 60-year-old billionaire is getting married to this 21-year-old stunning model, right? And he's no oil painting, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
So at the wedding, you know, some of his friends say, you know, how the hell, you know, obviously,
how'd you
back then? He said, look, he said, it was simple as I lied about my age. And someone said to him, well, how old did you say you were? Thinking he's going to say, well, I told her I was only like 35 or something. He said, no, I told her I was 89.
Very good. Oh, yeah, that's very funny.
Do you like that?
Yeah. I actually get that as
well. Thank you. Well, and do you remember, I don't know if you remember them, I mean, this is a while ago when we were doing renovations on the house.
Yeah.
And I faked it and pretended to be an electrician. I tell you what, people were shocked.
Yeah, that was not so good. Your first joke was very, very clever. I like that. That's very funny. But talking about seriously now, how, you know, faking it, what we're talking about. We're not asking people to be liars or to be insincere, but there is definitely positives, both in your achievements and in your mental health, by actually, there's things you can do to make you more successful, to make you more adventurous, to overcome fears.
Totally. I mean, the thing is with this concept of faking it until you make it, at every point in your life, you do something and you've never done it before.
Mm.
And then when you get the experience, you become skilled at it.
Yeah.
So, you know, why wait for that years of experience or, you know, weeks and months of experience when you just say, okay, I know I can do this right now.
And
because your brain doesn't, as you know, your brain doesn't know the difference between something that you've actually done or something that you strongly visualise.
Yeah.
So if you strongly visualise yourself doing it, and, you know, number one, your brain doesn't know the difference. And number two, it acts as a rehearsal.
Absolutely.
So you're going to be better at doing it anyway.
Yeah. Totally.
And ultimately, whatever it is, all that will happen is that number one, you get the opportunity to do it, but number two, you'll be able to do it faster than you could if you just...
Yeah, but it also helps you to completely step outside of your comfort zone. And as you and I always say,
that's where the life magic begins. Happens.
So me faking it with the fact that I actually was underqualified... I genuinely was underqualified for that job. I didn't have the experience. However, because I faked it, I stepped right out of my comfort zone and actually found that I was very good at a job, because I didn't believe it back then, but, you know, and I learned so many skills.
But from the company's point of view, they took you on board and you not only hit the targets, but you exceeded the targets. So they got in you a very productive employee that made them a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody wins.
But look at Liv, you know, I mean, she was only, I reckon that when she was singing that Wish Upon a Star, but she was only about 6 years of age. But to think that she just... I can imagine her sat there. Can anybody sing this? And this little hand shooting up, because, you know, the kids are like, they're like, me. But that, I think that's really served her well, because it made her step outside of her comfort zone. She then wanted to save face and didn't want to embarrass herself, so had to go with it. And what a confidence boost that will have been. And as we see that in her, you know, what a confident young woman that she is.
Today.
But yeah, no, to talk about sort of faking it to make it, the things that it does for you, because...
Yes.
Research, I remember reading some research about this, and it showed that if you change your behaviour first, you can change the way you think and feel, which is really, really important when it comes to mental health, because knowing that changing your behaviour first can change the way you think and feel, if you create a persona to help you. So let's say, for example, I've got some sort of social anxiety and I'm invited somewhere and I need to go somewhere and I've got to go on my own. And obviously, the easiest thing would say, I'm not going to go. But if
it's always easy to say no.
It is easy to say. But if I give myself kind of a persona that I'm going to go...
Like an alter ego.
Yes.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, because that alter ego then acts like a comfort blanket. And that alter ego can be somebody that you know, or it can be somebody that maybe you've seen on TV or a character.
I remember, it's funny you should mention this, because I remember, and you will do when we're talking about it, that we work with a famous actor. and an incredible actor. And yet he said that he had social anxiety, and one thing he hated was when he was going to any premieres for any of his work and he was on the red carpet, he was frightened. Either he got to the point where he didn't go to red carpet events anymore, even though he was contracted to do so, because he was frightened of the interviews, or he'd hide at the back, and he had a real issue with it. And we said the same thing to him. We said, right, okay, if you watch people on red carpets, who do you totally admire? And he said, I remember, the best person I've ever seen on a red carpet is Leonardo DiCaprio, because he's got charisma, he's funny, his interviews are amazing. And we said, well, look, okay, you're an actor. Right, okay, we would like to give you this part. And the part is being Leonardo DiCaprio when you are on the red carpet, right? So what you've got to do is watch him, write down all the things he does, all, you know, how he behaves, his posture, everything about him, and that becomes your script.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he did.
And
he was like,
smashed it. Absolutely nailed it. And just, and
because
then,
he was a good actor, Jaleesa. Yeah.
But yeah, then that, then the positive of that is that it helps to give you confidence. So, you know, if you want to feel more confident, you have to act more confident. And obviously, we're always constantly looking for evidence to sort of back up whatever it is we think or believe. So if we believe that we're socially anxious, or we believe that, you know, we can't do things, if we believe that, then that's what we'll become. Whereas if you even fake believing that you're more confident, you will do something, you'll see that you did it and that you managed it, and that there will then start to help build your confidence. So, which is what we mean by fake it till you make it, is that
I think fake's a bad word, really.
Yeah,
I
don't think,
but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, it does, yeah.
People say it, don't they?
You know, but what you're doing is you're improving your confidence in a way.
Yeah.
You know,
you're improving it by just sort of stepping out of your comfort zone and putting on an act of what you would like to be. And in so doing, then that helps to actually build your confidence. I just remember a time where we had to actually fake it. Do you remember that TV show that we did? It was called Guess the Star.
First, you know, when we got asked to do that at first, I was like,
totally out of our comfort
zone. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
We said
because,
no, didn't we, at first?
Yeah, because essentially we were going to go on stage and sing a song, but actually we were miming to a song. My first thing is, well, who do you want us to be? And at that point, they didn't know.
They just
said, well, you're going to be a double act. And I was like, well, I don't know. And my initial response was, don't want to do it. And I think because...
I think we both.
But for everyone, and let's just talk about that for a second. It's so easy to say no, isn't it?
Always.
That's always the thing. Oh, no, that's something I've not done before. It's something new. It's something outside of my comfort zone. But that's where the excitement is. So we said yes, and then we
sort of talked about it, didn't we? And the fact that we were doing it together, but for that fact, we were both really nervous. The fact that it was both out of our comfort zone, and obviously the concept of the show was that we would be prosthetically made into these people. And then the panel, which was a celebrity panel, had to see if they could guess who the people behind the prosthetics and who we actually were in real life. And I remember it was Jonathan Ross, wasn't it, that presented
it? Was the host,
it.
Yes.
Yeah, who I absolutely love. So, yeah, so we agreed, and then they weren't, so, because they said, and you're going to be Matthew, who are you going to be?
Going to be Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. And so we were, and we
did
it.
It was amazing.
And it was, yes, I was nervous. Yes, it was really weird to be shown choreography, which was like in a dance studio, because that's something that we never do. Fortunately, we didn't have to do much dancing, because I would have, they just... You know, one thing that I can say is that your feet aren't that great at...
But again, it comes down to anything else. I've never put the effort into that area.
True.
And it doesn't matter who you are, right? If you want to learn something, if anyone on the planet's doing something that you want to do, you can do it as well.
I totally agree.
You know, it might be that they managed to do it in a week. It might take you 2 years, but it doesn't matter. If you want to do what anyone's doing, you can do it.
Yeah.
Don't lose sight of that.
Yeah,
ever.
I completely agree with you.
But dancing is never something that I wanted to put my time into. But if I wanted to, you know, I could be one of the best dancers ever.
I remember, and name dropping here a little bit, but I remember walking down the corridor. We were both dressed up as we were, and we walked past our mate, Davina McCall, and we walked past Davina, and Davina did not recognise us.
No, it was so funny.
And,
yeah.
and she was there in the studios filming something else, so she didn't expect to see us there even. And obviously we were taken in secret. And then I remember you going, Davina, and she sort of looked at you.
I said, are you ignoring me then? And because I'd forgotten that I looked like like Kenny Rogers, obviously. And I had the prosthetics on, and she looked at me. And she just said, I know that there's loads of profanities that I'm not going to say on.
Yeah, there's lots of blinks because she was like,
blink, 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 blink. And she was like, I recognise the voice, but. And then it was like, it was just
and
so funny.
And then she got it, didn't she? And then it was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I think for me, the funniest bit was when they said to me, right, here you go, here's Dolly Parton's bra, here's a load of chicken fillets, just keep filling it until it's full.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then and my own boobs were going higher and higher and higher because I was stuffing them underneath
my
own.
Was it a double G or something? It was ridiculous.
I can't remember. I've still got the costume because it said you can keep it. So I've still got the costume and said bra.
Yeah.
But it was an absolute joy, even though it was a bit nerve-wracking. Absolute joy, loved it. It was so much fun. But yeah, there you go. So that was us faking it as being something else,
but,
and it being a lot of fun.
And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
But it was massively stepping outside our comfort zone.
And there isn't a magic solution, is there, that can make you magically feel more confident instantly? I mean, obviously, as we always say, you've got to find
practice,
the origin.
No, because it's practice,
isn't it? But we might not be confident. And again, that's which I think was why we were so passionate about writing the next book, Everyday Confidence, isn't it, that we've called it. It'll be out soon. And the reason we both felt passionate about that is because that lack of confidence, that lack of self-belief stops so many people doing so many things. And the key to becoming more confident is to practice. The key to becoming more comfortable in social situations is to practice. One of the things I remember learning, I just thought, what a great tip that is. And you know, if you're socially anxious yourself and you've got to go somewhere and you see groups of people talking, and if you're going on your own, you should always remember to, you know, when people sort of get in little huddles of groups, you should always try and aim for going to speak to somebody who's in a group of three. Because if you speak to a group of one person, then the spotlight is on you. If you speak to a group of two people, then it's still very obvious if somebody isn't speaking, because you're kind of third wheeling. But if it's a party of three, then the conversation flows and you can actually get away with just standing at the side and being an observer more than an actual participant.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Until you've got some commonality,
yeah,
and you can
got
go
some
in.
Commonality.
Yeah,
because that's the thing. That's when we gain our confidence. Do you remember that time we were on the just very quick on the train that time, and there was a guy and he came on and he looked so, I felt so sad for him. He looked so shy and he looked so socially awkward, and you could tell by his body language and the fact that his eyes were down that he was really shy and nervous. And
was that when we went to Cardiff?
Yeah,
I remember it very
well. And I remember the train driver speaking to him, and you could see he was just so uncomfortable. And he had a train magazine in front of him, and then another guy came on.
The train magazine. magazine was a magazine about trains.
Yes.
And then not a magazine that he got whilst he was on the train.
No.
It's a different thing.
No. Another guy came on and spotted that he had this train magazine, and he must have been a mutual train enthusiast, and said, "Oh my God, that magazine, da da da." And then suddenly this man who looked so shy and so uncomfortable, he just
livened up, became a different person.
He did. But yeah, going back to why
faking. Just talk about becoming a different person and faking it and pretending. Obviously, in our therapy, we're like detectives. And yes, in the early days, and I would say, I've always wanted to be a detective. And you said, "Nick, will you just stop with the detective stuff?" And I said, "Look, I like finding things and I'd like to be a detective." And I remember you saying to me once, you said, "Nick, if you carry on with you wanting to be a detective, we're just going to have to split up." And I said, "Great, that way we can cover more ground."
Oh, my goodness. Well, right, so... I've just got my head around this. So what we're saying is, if you fake it, it allows you to grow, it allows you to step outside your box, it acts as a rehearsal, and your brain can't tell the difference.
Your brain can't tell the difference.
So it gives you more courage.
Just putting a bit of understanding on that for people, when you say your brain can't tell the difference, just for people to consider that time, if you remember when you were at school and you wanted a day off school for whatever reason, you just didn't want to go to school, and you were like, so you pretended to be ill, and you would say to your mum, "Dad, oh, I'm so ill, I can't go, I can't..." But you weren't ill, but then they let you have a day off. And then you started to feel ill because you told yourself that you're ill.
Oh, yes. Done that loads of times.
Right,
when I was a kid. Not
so
now.
That's where your brain can't tell the difference. You've actually told your brain that you're ill and you weren't, but it believed it.
But yeah, what we're saying is if you want to feel happier, do what happy people do. And if you want to get more work done, act as if you're a really productive person, because, it's kind of, it just helps. It gives you that backup. And if you want more friends, then you've got to behave like a friendly person. And if you want to improve your relationship, you've got to practice being a good partner. So what we're saying is that whatever you want to be, even if you feel you can't do it, you've got to practice it. And to practice it, sometimes you have to become that person that you are aspiring to be. And that's, I guess, when we say fake it. And how do you fake it? And the best ways to do that are, if it helps, you don't have to, but if it helps, create a character to help you through, to practice and see what it feels like to be that person, to do the things that you want to do, whether that
We're just talking about that, just think of Superman, for example. Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Shy, reserved Superman. Amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, that's one extreme to the other, isn't it?
Yeah. So maybe take yourself a... Do you know that? That's a good point. Not only just dressing the part, because dressing the part definitely helps. If you're going somewhere and it's a job interview, for example, you will feel more...
That's right.
...more confident.
Not necessarily a Superman outfit.
Not a Superman outfit, no.
But dressing.
Dressing to that. So even if you're going to a party,
you feel different
example,
wearing different clothes. Of course you do.
You feel different, and they can make you feel more confident. And you were saying about Superman. I think having a prop is also can help. And what I mean by that is that you can kind of decide the kind of person you want to be and see it and create it in your head. So that might be it. I'm going to be more confident, I'm going to be less anxious, right. I'm going to be more adventurous. And I mean, look at Lee Francis and his character,
Keith Lemon.
There you go. Gosh,
one thing he does, it's
Keith
really interesting.
Lemon,
when
he has the bandage,
when he puts the bandage on, he totally changes.
Yeah.
And I remember having a conversation with him as Keith Lemon, and then afterwards he changed and so on, and the bandage was off, and I was saying, which I found really funny, and I was just saying to him, right, carry on the conversation. He said, "What are you talking about?" And like the conversation we had before, I said, "That weren't me."
Yeah, I know, it's funny.
So good,
isn't it?
He's in character.
But like with him and his character, he has a bandage on his hand, doesn't he? And so sometimes having a little prop might make you giggle a little bit, but it might be something little, it might be just something small that you know. But that can just give you that little bit of Dutch courage. Adjusting your posture as well, by the way.
Posture's got a big bearing on how you feel,
doesn't it?
And on your confidence.
I think people underestimate the power of your posture. And that's the other thing, that if you watch others doing what you want to do and then look at their posture and copy their posture so that you can see what a confident person might look like, or, what somebody who doesn't struggle with anxiety might look like, because adopting their posture, it could help. It could help you to... And like I said, posture, without a doubt, if you think of somebody who's sad or who's depressed or who's anxious, you have an image in your head of what that posture looks like. And that might be someone whose shoulders are maybe rounded and they might look down a little bit. Whereas if you think of somebody who's really confident, then it's shoulders back, heads up, there's a big smile
on their
face.
I remember being in assembly at school that the headmaster, who had a cane, would come round and he would like And it was always shoulders back, chest out, stomach in, right? And he'd tap you with the cane.
Yeah. So really, so we say you've got to change your behaviour first, and then those feelings will follow. And talking about that, by the way, I just want to read. We had a podcast review, but this one just said, I listened to your Doubting Yourself podcast and Setting Life Goals episodes yesterday morning. That afternoon, I had a big interview. After hundreds of applications, I got the job.
Amazing. So who was that?
It just said Lake and Puddle.
Well
done to you. That is really, really good news. And I'm so pleased that our podcast helped.
I hope you enjoy the new job.
Yeah, and I do too. And it's amazing, isn't it, that, you know, that listening to the podcast might have just given her that little bit more courage, that might have just given her that change of posture because of that confidence that came through. And that could have been it. That could have been that switch that she needed.
Sometimes it can be one word.
Yeah, it can. And then finally, I think the thing that we can do if we need to fake something, or we want to be something that we're not entirely, don't entirely feel we're quite there yet. So that might be that we've got to do something, you know, even speaking to people in authority can be quite difficult. You know, like say if you're going speaking to a school teacher on behalf of your children, or you're going for a job interview, or you've got to speak to the doctor, yeah, or whatever it might be, before you do it, just beforehand, having a big sigh. So they don't see you, just, in your car or just at home before you go out.
Whilst you're thinking about it.
Whilst you're thinking about yourself, doing whatever it is you want to do.
Sign's great.
That's going to be a really, where you're going to do something out of your comfort zone. Have a couple of really, really big signs.
So what you've got to do is see the scenario in your head, start to finish, see it, feel it, imagine that you're there doing it, and then sigh whilst you're doing that. And basically what you're doing is, you've got a rehearsal, but two, you're also saying, oh yeah, I've done this and it's okay.
So I suppose in summary what we're saying is, act it out for the moment if that's what you have to do. But acting doesn't make you a fake. It just helps you to be the person that you want to be.
Always.
Well, that's it for today. But do subscribe to Making the Change on your favourite podcast app so that you're the first to know when we're back next week.
While you're there, you can also leave us a rating and a review. And you can get in touch with us on Facebook, The Speakmans Official, Instagram, at The Speakmans, or Twitter, @_Speakmans. You know how much we love hearing from you about the changes that you're making in your life, so please share your story and help other people in the process. Just use the #MakingTheChange.
Thank you to our producer, Anushka Tate, for Orion Publishing Limited, and huge thanks to you for listening. So until next time, you keep making the change. Bye. Bye. This podcast is not a substitute for medical or psychological intervention, nor is the content intended to replace therapy or medical help or advice.
We would therefore always strongly encourage you to speak with your doctor or a health professional about how you are feeling, and also to inquire about counselling or therapy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.